In Jerusalem, observant Jews will soon begin their preparations for the Passover holiday. But this year, the celebration of the Israelites' delivery from Egyptian slavery will again take place against a backdrop of fear. Since the killing of Hamas founder Sheikh Ahmed Yassin on Monday in an Israeli air attack, threats of revenge from Palestinian armed factions have dominated the news. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that Israelis are determined to press on despite the cloud over their holiday season.
Jerusalem's central bus station is considered a high-profile target for terrorist attacks, and security here is extremely tight. Police barricades and multiple checkpoints greet travelers who want, or in most cases need, to use public transportation. This woman, who's waiting for a bus back to the Jewish settlement of Ariel in the West Bank, sums up the mood of many of the people here.
I feel very, very stressed out. This is the first time I'm in Jerusalem at the bus station, and I'm very worried.
Nearby, 21-year-old Dror Klein echoes the sentiment.
It's just that I don't have a choice. I don't have a car. I just have to get to the places I need to get the way I can. I do feel like it's Russian roulette.
Israeli officials and media are already analyzing what some are calling the Yassin effect. The Tel Aviv stock market is down, Spanish and Serbian basketball teams won't come to Israel for a EuroLeague tournament, and diplomatic and religious delegations from Romania, China, Rwanda, and Korea have put off their visits. Business analysts estimate a 50% drop in consumer activity in the 3 days since the assassination. The Yediot newspaper quoted tour operators as fearing lost revenues could exceed $100 million. But not everyone is expecting the worst. At Ayala Tours in Jerusalem, manager Ruth Sofer says when she woke up Monday to the news of the Yassin killing, her first thoughts were gloomy. But other than a 5% cancellation at the Sinai resorts in Egypt and lower numbers going to Istanbul, her clients seem to be sticking with their plans.
Look, everyone in Israel is nervous and everyone's hoping for the best and everyone's wondering if and when there's going to be an attack. But the truth is, I think we were wondering that last week and 2 months ago as well. I don't think there's, you know, a huge difference.
On the Palestinian side, anxiety is up as well, after Israel vowed to continue targeting the leaders of Hamas and other armed Palestinian factions. An Israeli helicopter fired a missile at Palestinians in Khan Yunis in Gaza today. Palestinians said a policeman was wounded. A group of Palestinian academics and officials has offered a public plea for a nonviolent reaction to the Yassin killing. In a full-page ad in the Al-Ayam newspaper, scores of Palestinians called on people to restrain their anger and rise again in a peaceful uprising. In the wake of the Yassin killing, Palestinian lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi said the desire for revenge was understandable.
When you corner a whole nation, you leave only violence as an option. They've closed off the political option, the human option, the legal recourse, and they're telling the Palestinians you have to lie down and die quietly.
But today, Ashrawi joined those who say Palestinian resistance doesn't have to be violent to be effective. Back at the bus stop, an elderly couple, Joe and Libby Rosenzweig, wait patiently for their bus. Libby says they have no family visiting for Passover. Joe says they were held in Hitler's camps for 5 years during World War II, and Libby smiles when asked if she's afraid to ride the bus, the smile of someone who's already seen the worst life has to offer.
I believe the day I was born was written the way I should die. And if the day will come, I will. If not, I will still go on. So I don't have to be afraid.
But many of the younger Israelis here are afraid, as are many Palestinians on this beautiful spring day in the Middle East. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.